Let us look at, let us look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. And, so this morning what we are talking about is a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Amen. We want to talk this morning about taking life to the next level. Say that back to me, please.
Taking life to the next level.
Say investing in yourself. Amen. That's what we want to talk about, taking life to the next level and investing in yourself. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Life to the next level. Amen. Investing in yourself. Amen. Amen. And this morning, as we think about that, you must understand that it's one thing to challenge others. Amen. But when you don't challenge yourself, amen, amen, amen. When you don't challenge yourself, amen, that becomes a problem. It's one thing, amen, to challenge others, but when you don't challenge yourself, amen. It's one thing to cheat others, amen, but when you cheat yourself, amen, that's not good. To cheat yourself, amen, or others. And it's one thing to invest in others, but it's another thing to invest in yourself, amen. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to, amen, invest in ourselves. And that's what this idea of going to school, I believe, is all about. Amen. We must do it. And if we do it, we need to do it because we are needed. And that's the aim of our sermon, is for us to see that we are needed. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, the world needs you. Amen. 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 We need to see that we are needed, because the world needs us. Amen. We were not just born because our parents loved each other. Amen. God brought you into this world for another reason. God gives life and God takes life. And when he does that, he does them both for a reason, with a reason in mind. And so we must understand that God wants us to see in this world that the world needs you. Amen. We are needed in this world. God wants us to recognize. And so we must recognize that there is such thing as thing going to the next level. Amen. You may want to say a dimension. I don't know what it's going higher or than where you were. Amen. Amen. It's very important for us to see that. Amen. God wants you to go to the next level. He wants you to excel. That's the kind of a God that we serve. Amen. Wouldn't it be bad if you stayed on one level? Amen. You didn't go any higher. Amen. Didn't go up at all. Wouldn't that be bad? Amen. I thank God that there is, amen, a such thing as going to another level. Amen. When you think about in this world, traveling has gone to another level. Amen. You don't have to walk no more. Amen. Children of Israel walked in the desert. Amen. And you see the improvement, don't we? It's been taken up, hasn't it? No longer are we riding, but now we're flying. Amen. We've gone to another level. Travel has gone to another level. Now, was that necessary? Was that important? Was that beneficial? Were we helped by it? Or would you rather go back to walking? Amen. With holes in your shoes. No more holes in our shoes, because now we have gone to another level. And this next one is not good, but I'm going to have to see it because it came to me. Amen. Telephones have been taken to another level. Just to think that now I carry my phone. I would never carry my phone out of the house. Somebody was smart enough to come with an idea that's got us carrying our phones now. We carry our phones everywhere. We're carrying your telephone. Your phone used to be at the house. They made millions, billions, lots of money coming up with an idea. And they made us get on board with it. And now I think there ain't nobody in here. There's not one person in here that don't have a cell phone. Somebody got rich. They came up with the idea. What if they, would you like to go back? I mean, I would, but I'm just saying, most people wouldn't like to go back, amen, to the telephone with the cords. Amen. It's been improving, hasn't it? I may have to finish the party lines. It's no longer intact. Well, you pick up the phone and somebody else may be on it already. How long y'all going to be talking? I got to make a phone call. But it's gotten improved. Pretty soon it was cordless. And now the phone is already all the way at the church. You ride around in the phone with your phone. They made you carry your phone with you. Amen. We could have just said, no, I don't want no care of my phone. I'll get talk to them when I get back to the house. We bought into it, didn't we? And we right now, many people wouldn't go back. I'm just so busy. I don't want one. I really hate a cell phone. I hate it with a passion. Anyway, that's another story. The truth of the matter is, it's gone to another level. You think about technology, period. People are living longer. Medical science has excelled. And why has it excelled? Simply because somebody was needed to come up with the idea. We needed those people to come up with the idea by which society would be made better and made the richer. Now, shouldn't we want to do something ourselves, for others, for the next generation, than like they done something for us? Somebody did it within this generation and prior to. Amen. If it wasn't for Thomas Edison, we'd all be sitting in the dark. Amen. The truth of the matter is that's the way God wants us to recognize here this morning. And Solomon writes this, and he gives you a summary statement in these first six verses. Basically, is what it is, as an introduction to the rest of the book, as he pours out many nuggets as he has lived his life, and he gives us nuggets by which we can take life to another level. And this is important simply because God saw fit for it to be put in Scripture by which we can take life to another level. God wants things to go to another level. That's just part of God's nature. That's just the way he is. God is a God of love, and he wants, and so he shares with us these scriptures. Amen. And he tells us what we should do. He says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. A wise man will hear and increase learning. Amen. That's what the Bible says. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain unto wise counsel. Notice, if you will, how this version writes it. Amen. I'll come back to that maybe. Notice what he says. A wise man will attain. This version says, I want those already wise to become the wiser and become leaders by exploring the depths of meaning in these nuggets of truth. Now, if the key word is already wise, we're not saying you're dumb, but what he's saying is, something good can be made greater. Something bad can be made better. And that's what happens. Amen. It lets us know. You know, those who are already wise, Kenneth Taylor says, can become leaders by exploring the depths of the meaning of these. He says, what I've got here will make you, lead you into another century, lest I hold you too long. Another version says it this way. It says that let the wise listen to these proverbs. Amen. Now, it didn't say because you're wise, don't listen to the proverbs, did it? Did it? No, it said let the wise listen. You're already wise. But he said let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those who are understanding receive guidance, because although you can have all this knowledge, you're still going to need some steering. Amen. You're going to need some steering. And so, amen. And another version says it this way. Amen. You know, wise people can listen and learn. Even smart people can find good advice in these words. Amen. You can find good advice in these words, and that's what it's telling you. People need to be advised. Amen. And so what we want to understand here is that he shares with us these different, and these are just different translations, the NILT, the Living Bible, all just translations. But what he wants us to do is to understand that if you're wise, you will hear and you will listen to wise counsel. Amen. And if you're going to invest in yourself, you can, because you have the tools, you have the time, and you have the teachers. Amen. You have the tools, you have the time, you have the teachers. Now, the truth of the matter is, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, is simply that God has given you tools. Amen. God has equipped us with raw material. Amen. God has given us something to build on. He gives us, but then there's still something else that he wants us to have. There's something else that he wants us to get. Amen. He has given us the tools, but there's more to it than the tools. Amen. A wise man will hear and increase learning. Now, you got a brain. Amen. You got a brain, and what this is telling you simply is that it's up to you to take the initiative. God has given you the brain, and somebody said that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Although the mind and brain are not necessarily the same in that in actuality, but the truth is that God gave you a brain. We all got a brain. God has blessed each one of us with a brain. Amen. You didn't buy it. You didn't get it at the store. You didn't get it from the mall. You didn't. Where did you get your brain from? You didn't get it. You didn't even get it from the doctor's office. They didn't say, come on now that you're born and get your brain. God gave each one of us a brain. Your mama didn't give it to you. Amen. She facilitated it, but she didn't give it to you. God ultimately gave each one of us a brain. It's up to us to decide what we want to do with it. You can let it lay there like a piece of property that you won't develop. It can be undeveloped real estate. Or you can be a person that just goes through life, and although you got the raw materials, although you got the basics, you got the basics, what you need. You got the basics. You already got the basics. You're born with the basics. We're born with all we need to have a better life. Can't nobody stop you from using your brain? Folks done died for you to have freedom. It's up to you to decide whether to go to the library or go to the mall. It's up to you to decide whether to go to school or attain higher education. It's up to us. Nobody can pull a gun on us and make us stay home. Nobody can say, don't use your brain. Amen. Can't nobody tell us that. We all got brains. Have you been using your brain? Amen. Sometimes people get mad at others who have used their brain and we didn't use ours, and we get mad at them. We get jealous. Who does he think he is? Just because he got a degree. Well, they still giving them out, by the way. You can still get one. Amen. I ain't got to get mad because they got one and I didn't. You can still get one. But the problem is that we don't want to develop, do we? Mm-mm. We don't. Not always. Not all persons want to develop. But you can't say God didn't give you what's necessary. That's what God does. He gives us the raw material and he allows us to improve on it. But it's up to you and I to take the initiative. And if we take the initiative, then from that point, we can improve. Since we are given time, that means that we have opportunity. Amen. Time means you still got opportunity. You still breathing. You can still do it. You can still go. You can still sign up. Amen. You can still matriculate. You can still enroll. All you got to do is go to the nearest place and then work on your brain. Now, God has given you what you need, but then he wants you to improve. Can everybody say improve? You got to take the initiative to do something with the tools, but then you got to improve yourself by taking advantage of the time we have. I can improve myself. Amen. I can increase my learning. That's what the Bible says here. It says that a wise man, he's already wise, he will hear. Amen. He will hear when somebody's trying to tell him something, and he will increase, notice, in learning. Can everybody shout learning?
Learning.
He will, is that in your Bible? He will increase learning. Amen. That means you can try to learn something. Amen. Amen. He's already wise, but he can get even wiser. He gets wiser by learning something. Amen. Knowledge is power, right? Amen. Knowledge is power. And as we looked at those versions, it helps you to look at it different ways, because what it does is it helps you to understand that although you are wise, you can become wiser. Amen. God wants us to become wiser simply because of the fact smart people can become smarter simply because of the fact that knowledge is power. The person sitting next to you may be more powerful than you because they decided to learn something you didn't. You decided to be substandard, Pollyanny, amen, normal. You decided not to improve your knowledge, and now you're impressed by their knowledge. You could have had the same thing. Knowledge, wonder why they say knowledge is power. Amen. If you got knowledge, if you learn something in your head, in your brain, that is powerful. You become a powerful person because people are impressed with educated folk. And they may talk about them, but they're impressed by them. They're impressed. Amen. She's working on her degree at HT. Amen. Amen. And so she chose to put the time in. It's a beautiful lady. She could just say, well, you know, I want to just try to find every man I can. I want to go to the club. I don't want to go to the HT. I don't want to go to no university. I wonder why she's going. Knowledge is power. And it didn't mean that folk who don't have knowledge are dumb. That ain't what it means. But then that's not what I'm just not talking about that. Tell your neighbor, he's just not preaching about that. Amen. That's not just not the subject. You change the subject. Amen. You do like folk do when they start arguing. They change the subject. So look, though, now. Don't change, don't get on another. We can't talk about one thing at a time. Amen. Amen. We're not talking about folk who are, I mean, they're educated fools. Amen. So, but the fact is that knowledge is power. Knowledge. You can gain knowledge, and God lets us know that knowledge is power. It's up to you to improve yourself. Amen. God gives us the opportunity, and what we must do with that opportunity is really left up to us. This version says it this way. It says that the wise man will hear and increase in learning. He's smart. He's a wise man. A wise man, one of the things that's characteristic of a wise man is he will hear and increase in learning. You are not wise. You have these folks you talk to, go to school. I don't think I need to go to school. I said, Lord, we got a lot of work to do. We don't need to be talking about trying to talk you into going to school in 2018. Come on now. Everybody knows that you need your education. Make me want to get a shoe or something and hit you upside the head. I don't even got that. I don't need no aid. Got all these minds that are not going to school, not are utilizing the opportunity, just doing nothing. Amen. And I know trade school is another avenue that may be for you, but it's still school. Whether it's trade or academic, whatever, do something. Amen. But for by all means, take things to the next level. And if you can't take it to the next level, amen, then you are not being wise. It says a wise person will hear and increase learning. Anybody smart, anybody got, I mean, you really wise. And then he says, and the person of understanding will acquire skills. Amen, amen. A person who really understands the importance of this, he will acquire skill and he will attain to sound counsel so that he may be able to be steered on the right course. And God is looking for somebody who wants, he's telling us that a wise person will increase in knowledge, and it's left up to us to decide what we want to do with our brains. You're the one in control of it. As long as you're breathing topside of the earth, you can go to school. You're going to increase your learning. You're investing in yourself. You're benefiting you. Amen. You're doing something for you. What do the old people say? They say, son, wherever you get it, they say, get it in your head. And why do they say that? Can't nobody take it away from you. Amen. You may not have no job, but you still got a degree in your head. You learned something. You're good at, you've been trained at something. And you know what? People can hate you as much as they want to, but they can't take it away. Once you educated, you educated. And can't nobody take it away. You get it in your head and can't nobody take away. Can't nobody take it away from you. Amen. And that's what it's all about. That's what we are talking about. That's what I was given. That's what I, amen. The thing is that he wants us to take advantage of, I mean, who wouldn't do that? Amen. Acquire the necessary skills. You say, well, I don't think I need to. Well, that's subjective, but the truth of the matter is that I need you, even if you don't need you. It's something you can do. You're the answer to somebody's problem. You got to do something. And God wants something, you know, that's just the way that God is. He wants us to take life to the next level. Amen. And it's not just about taking you to the next level. I didn't say taking your life to the next level. I said taking life to the next level. The light bulb didn't just benefit Thomas Edison. This ain't really about you. Now you making me suffer. Because it's something you're not doing. It's something in you that God put in you and placed in you, and you're not bringing it out so I can get the benefit of it. I need it if you don't want it. So what's, then just say I'm going to school. I don't want to go to school for me. Well, then go for me. I'm not going to school for me. I'm going for y'all. They tell your neighbor. I mean, when you go somewhere, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. Because it's something that I've got to perfect. It's just something about you can't beat God perfecting stuff. Y'all still don't believe me. Think about the lawn, your grass. Why did they make a mower? Why did they make an edger? Why did they make a hedge trimmer? Have you ever seen a well-manicured lawn? Now, the lawn's got everything you need. It's got grass. It's got the shrubs. But ain't nothing like a good line. After some good green grass, you got your weeds and feed in there, and you done lined it just sharp, and you done trimmed. I saw one up at Red Lobster trimmed like a heart. You can be imaginative. Be creative. Go do something. Beautify the world. It's interesting to me that God gave us something, but he still left something for us to do. He didn't just give it to you complete, turnkey, and finish. He didn't do it, did he? What God did is he left it raw. He left the raw material, Sister Decker. You got to work on it. You got to fix it. You got to bring the best out of it. You got to trim it. You got to think. You got to use your cognitive skills and do what you can to benefit the world that you live in, so that the world will be made the richer, so that people will live longer. So that I can talk on my cell phone, amen. You got to do something that'll benefit others. You got to take life to the next level. And it takes the next generation. I don't know about you, but it's just something about it. You got to take life to the next level. And it's to my benefit. It's to your benefit. But if you don't want it, then do it for us. Do it for others. But do something. Don't walk around in mediocrity or complacency, being apathetic or not doing anything, neutral. Amen. Amen. Settle with normality, with neutrality. Stay on the same level. I'm not going to do anything different. I'm not going to improve myself. I'm just going to do what's easy. I'm going to sit in front of my television, cross my legs. I'm just watching TV. That's all I do all the time, watch TV every time I pray. No work in it. I just lay there and give me some potato chips and just lay there. Amen. Just watch.